woke up in the morning. Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years. On the radio.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Say it with me now. 3, 2, 1.
Long weekend!
I didn't know what you wanted us to say.
Yeah, you didn't tell us.
So what?
Try it again. Now that we know where you're going.
Okay, say it with me now.
1, 2, 3.
Well, no, can we? We have to count down. You can't count up. We can start. Okay, let me do it. You guys are animals.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Long weekend!
You just did it the same way they did it.
She counted up. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good morning.
Listen, it's the long weekend. We can be a little excited. And it's an exciting day. Like, we've got the iHeartRadio Secret Sessions with Halsey. We got tickets for you every single hour today. Plus, destroying your debt at 7. And if you get in for that draw, you'll be in for the draw for 8 o'clock to get $10,000 this morning. So you'll get $500 at 7 o'clock. And then you'll take that $500 and you'll upgrade it to $10,000 at 8 o'clock. And by the way, we write a check for both. So you're actually technically getting $10,500, which I didn't realize that until we were presenting some checks this week, which was great.
Super awesome.
TJ, let's go around the room. What's going on with you?
Shout out Adam Wilde, who became everything everybody hates about Toronto last night. He was at the Toronto Maple Leaf game eating sushi in the stands.
I don't know what's wrong with eating sushi in the stands in Toronto. Everybody else makes fun of it for it, but if I've been to other hockey arenas, and all they're like, well, I got burgers and fries and pizza, and I'm like, nah, I don't want any of that. I want to eat healthy.
Sure.
I want to live my best life.
Oh, the Scotia has a lot of options for food.
Yeah. It does.
A lot even of more healthy.
Producer Jesse got corned beef poutine?
Smoked meat poutine.
Yeah,
was
new.
It incredible?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, here's the thing. Producer Jesse is about half my size in terms of skinniness. Mm. I can't eat that stuff anymore. Otherwise, I'm going to get bigger.
Do people openly sigh around you when they saw you open the sushi?
Or was they did on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Jax, what's up?
Well, guys, I'm going to make you guys a promise this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to eat 3 to 6 servings of turkey.
Good for
and
you.
I want you to hold me to it by Tuesday morning. Okay.
Okay.
Check in with me. I don't know. It's servings. A bet that I'm making with myself. I want to have the meat sweats.
Are you white meat or dark meat?
Dark meat, babe.
Yeah.
A little salt and hot sauce on there.
That's the best.
Lay me down. So have a safe Thanksgiving and have the meat sweats, please.
Little mayo and hot sauce on the sandwich the next day.
Woo. Daddy-o.
Producer Jesse.
I honestly don't know why I'm here right now.
What?
I should be off somewhere celebrating the return of Harry Styles.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Came back last night with a new song and new music video. Lights up. It's incredible.
He's so
incredible.
Hot.
Incredible. I stand.
It's a very sweaty video.
It is.
It reminded me of the temperature Sean Paul video, except for Stop Banging on the Damn Furnace is not a part of it. seriously, it was one of those. It's like, wow, it's like another basement party. He literally has the Sean Paul video.
I hope he covers that song.
He probably does.
Can you imagine?
I bet you he does.
Man, I once saw Katy Perry covering Black Gentleman in Paris, the Kanye and Jay-Z song for the BBC. Ooh, you should look that up.
Oh, dear.
It
I'm
is
going to right now.
Extra bad.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It is the long weekend,
yay!
Which in this city means a bunch of things are closed, and here's what you gotta know. A couple of reminders. Tonight at midnight, the Gardner is gonna be closed from the DVP to the 427, gonna be reopening at 5 a.m. on Monday, allegedly, who knows. Also, a couple subway closures going on between St. George and Woodbine. All 10 stations will be closed for a grand total of 12 subway stations, so double check that before you leave. Basically, getting into and out of the city this weekend, not gonna be fun. I mean, it's only one of the busiest long weekends of the year. Why would they make it accessible? Oh, by the way, Canada Post government offices and City Hall are going to be closed as usual. The LCBO is going to be closed on Monday, and they're going to have certain hours that they're open on Sunday. And it sounds like the Eaton Center, most movie theaters and beer stores will be open on Monday. Today is National Coming Out Day.
Yay!
A lot of folks are going to be celebrating their stories of coming out. Of course, yesterday, Toronto was named the number one place in North America as the most friendly place based on being inclusive, progressive, and accepting of LGBTQ+ folks.
Absolutely love that. You know, we talk a lot about gay and queer issues on the show, and actually, I'm going to be on CP24 coming
awesome.
Up around 7:45 and chatting about my own coming out story, and I would have to say that you guys are the biggest supporters I know, and thank you for that, and I love coming out to you every day. I don't know what that means, but
what does that mean?
Just happy coming out.
Every morning I wake up and get out of that closet.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, that's what you got to do, but seriously, whatever stage you are in of coming out, or maybe you're just even thinking about it, dipping your toes into it, there's such a beautiful and bright and supportive other side, and I cannot wait for you to experience it.
Beautifully said, Jacqueline. Ontario is going to be spending $25 million to put therapists and mental health staff in high schools.
Yay.
That's great.
Isn't that fantastic?
Excellent news.
This will bring 180 frontline mental health professionals into schools. Now, look, we're all pretty open that we've all been in therapy for a little while.
Yep.
Can you imagine how much better off we would have been in our earlier adult years if we had access to mental health in our high schools?
Yeah, I don't think I really fully straightened myself out until I went to therapy regularly.
Yeah.
And the landscape has changed so much for high school students. Like, they face pressures that I can't even imagine.
Yeah, we thought MSN and ICQ were bad.
Like, there is a need, and I get so frustrated with people saying, well, you know, in my day, we didn't need therapists, we just toughed it out. That is not a thing. That is not real. We do need support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fantastic news, and I, honestly, if you are in one of those schools, I sincerely hope you seek it out, even if you're like, I'm only feeling a little bit stressed about exams.
Nope.
It's such an important thing
to
just talk about it.
It,
get it off your chest. You'll feel like $1 million.
That's right.
Trust us. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ, and we've got your Halsey tickets. That's right, iHeartRadio Secret Session happens to be this weekend. We're going to hook you up in 8 minutes. Right now, it's brand new from French Montana. This is called Writing on the Wall.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yo, Vanessa!
What?
We're in Vanessa's bedroom right now.
That's
weird.
Creepy.
Well, Vanessa, where are you calling us from?
My bedroom.
So I guess we're in Vanessa's bedroom.
Yeah,
sounds like she let us in. So.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's not how it works.
So, Vanessa, what are you doing? I can't really say when. How about Halsey?
You're going to the secret session.
But you have to leave your bedroom.
Okay, yeah, I can totally do that.
Okay.
Now, this is seeing Halsey perform all the songs from Manic in a top secret intimate location. And here's the thing. You get 4 tickets because it's special today.
Oh, my God.
4 Ticket Friday.
Yeah. From Vanessa's bedroom.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I'm not sure why everyone was so uncomfortable with Vanessa's bedroom there.
It just the way it was worded, it didn't sound good.
Okay, well,
I bet it was cozy in there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably got candles.
Listen. Now, I got a question. If you were going to pick a Halloween costume that had to do with something that happened this year, what would it be?
I would be a reusable straw.
Ah, I like that. That's a great
idea. Topical. My other idea was Will Smith's character from Hitch, but I feel like that's
not
as topical.
This year. They still run that on TBS, the superstation, all the time. But
did they run it this year?
Maybe.
Probably.
And it was from this year.
Jax?
Well, I think TJ and I will go as a couple's costume, and I'll be a sea turtle.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
I already look like a straw. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, you do. And I kind of look like a turtle.
You got the turtle vibe.
I have a similar body type to a turtle. Yeah.
Okay.
Wide and short.
Okay. So we have in front of us a list of the actual top searched for Halloween costumes in Canada right now. No surprises. It is number one.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Followed closely by a witch because it's Halloween.
It's always a witch.
Spider-Man rounds out the top three. Spider-Man.
Really?
I guess he had a... Did he have a movie come out? Far From Home, I think it was this summer?
I think it was early. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's like 4 a month. I can't keep up.
Now, the most popular couple's costume, can you name it? What do you think the most... It wouldn't be straw and sea turtle.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
What about Hitch
sure
and Hitch's girlfriend
by the
in
way,
the movie?
We're going to look back on this like later in the day and say that was one of the darkest moments of the show that you picked that. Couple's costume.
What's the guy's name from Stranger Things and his lady cat?
Oh.
Steve?
Steve and her
and,
name.
And
yes.
Steve's girlfriend.
I think it would be maybe if we're going like celebrity-wise, maybe Justin and Haley
that'd be a good one.
Sean and Camila.
Or Hitch and Hitch's girlfriend
from
the movie Hitch.
I haven't even seen that movie.
It's actually Lilo and Stitch.
I was close. Mine rhymed.
What?
Lilo and Stitch, the most popular couple's costume right now.
It's really cute.
I don't know.
Did they put out a new movie this year?
Nope. I think they've got cartoons, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. TJ would know this.
That's
he has
odd.
Nieces and nephews that are TV watching age.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know. My niece would be like, I learned about shapes today. And I go, cool.
If you have a baby.
Weird.
Your number one costume for a baby. Can you guess that one?
Hitch.
No.
Stop it, DJ.
From the movie Hitch.
Jax?
I'm stumped. Maybe I'm trying to think. Maybe a cartoon character or something. I don't know.
It's a banana.
No, is it?
Yeah, it's a banana.
That's cute.
I think my parents got bored the first 3 years in Halloween because I was a pumpkin for like 3 straight years.
They didn't. Like, you held the candle outside?
No. No. They actually put me in like a felt pumpkin costume. Gotcha. But they got 3 different pumpkin costumes. I could have been something else.
It's your daughter Everly's first Halloween. What's she been?
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, true.
I don't know. We haven't figured that out. Now, banana. For dogs, what would you say is the number one for dogs?
Shark.
Not, you think shark?
Yep.
Shark?
Jack says shark. TJ says,
is it Hitch?
Stop it.
From the movie Hitch?
What is this bit? I don't know if Adam's laughing because he finds it funny or he's confused.
Chucky. Because Chucky came out. Yeah.
So you're telling me on all of these lists, Hitch is not, even one of them?
He's not.
So. What the F happened to this world?
I know, right? It's a shame. By the way, my wife and I wanted to go as all the members of Paw Patrol because we've got, we're 2 members short. Would you guys do the other 2?
I'm not being Marshall. He's irresponsible.
He is irresponsible. We'll get that to one of my dogs.
Okay.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Imagine, if you will, you love Halloween oh so much. So much so that you start decorating your condo in early September.
Okay.
It becomes a thing that you do. Your neighbors love it, or at least they tell you you do. Now, all of a sudden, you put your decorations up, and you get a letter from your condo board saying, take those down, we hate fun. That's exactly what happened in the city. A guy put up a really extensive display, which he does every single year, around early September, because he loves Halloween.
Yeah.
He loves decorating his condo, and it's like a 2-story townhouse, so he puts it on the outside of his condo.
So it's street level?
No, it's a little bit up.
Oh, okay.
So you're not really supposed to do that according to condo laws. Like, you're not supposed to
decorate the outside.
Yeah. Which is what the letter stated. Of course, he's super disappointed because he's like, I do this every year. Everyone in the neighborhood loves it. They've known it. Like, it's just strange. And also the letter cited, and this is where it gets interesting, that he put it up too early. They're like,
what?
While I am certainly a fan of Halloween, these decorations are excessive and were installed well over a month in advance of Halloween.
Who are you to say when you can put up Halloween decorations?
Exactly, which means Halloween that somebody, police, probably new to the neighborhood, saw that, was like, oh, well, that's just unacceptable. I'm the star of my own movie. And that's how they talk.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you live in a condo, what people will do. Like, I had a neighbor underneath me at a condo. The first one I ever bought, and I was like in my mid-20s, and I got in before things got crazy, and it was like nuts. And this guy started to email me out of the blue and said, hey, you're dragging your furniture around on the floor at 5 a.m. And I'd be like, dude, I'm not even up at 5 a.m. Yeah. I was doing afternoons at the time.
Yeah.
And he kept talking about how we bang. And then, we get a dog. And he's like, the dog is playing with toys on the floor. And I'm like, the dog has only stuffed toys. The dog is not interested in plastic toys. I don't know what's happening here. And then it comes to find out, like, he's emailing my account. And after about 3 years, it took me 3 years to figure this out. I was like, how did you get my email?
Oh.
He was on the condo board and emailing me outside of the condo board and not allowed to do that.
Not legal, no.
And so I went to the condo board and said, guys, and I printed off every single email and said, what's the deal here? And they're like, well, he's in breach of law, but you know, you're making a lot of noise. I said, who's heard me make any noise except for this guy?
Yeah.
And they're like, you're right. And I said, yeah. This is technically harassment, you know that, right? And the thing is that what happens in condos is that people who live in a building think they own the whole building.
Yeah.
When there's a cooperative living space, you are cooperating and living with other people.
It's entitlement. When you spend, $500,000-$700,000 on a condo, you feel. But just because housing prices suck in the city doesn't mean you can be a jerk.
No,
there's definitely a line of like reasonability though. Like if you were dropping dumbbells on your floor every day,
I get that.
That's
yes.
But you're right. Like when you live in the city, you have to sacrifice certain things, especially if you live in a condo. And one of the things is that other people live there, and you might hear some sounds. You might see some Halloween decorations in mid-September.
Yeah.
If you want, you just have to suck it up.
If you want to live on your own, without people and without noise, North Pickering is beautiful.
Yep, head on
I'm not
over
kidding.
There, seriously.
Like, seriously, what are you doing? But it's, yeah, you know what? I think that's somebody who's anti-fun and probably somebody who believes that, I'm going to take the lead on this building. even though the building never asked for it.
Yeah.
If you can, if you can move to a flat, I'm going to make a suggestion. Move to like a non-condo. I lived in condos for a couple years, and I'm not in one anymore. And it changed my life.
If you have, if the guy's listening, the guy who decorated his condo.
Stop being a jerk.
Feel free to, the guy who decorated it. Feel free to come in and decorate our studio.
Yeah.
We can do a little spruce up here. So if you want to bring your Halloween decoration somewhere, we will gladly accommodate you here at 99.9 Virgin Radio. How's that sound?
To be fair, one of the windows does have help written in blood on it, so.
Does it?
Yeah.
See, I think that's funny. That would go really well around here, actually.
It's kind of spooky.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Today's a very important day. Especially on this show, we've got a real personal connection to it with Jax. It is National Coming Out Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things, before I let Jax take over, that, you know, if you're straight, you can't really understand what it is to be, what it's like to hide your sexuality and what it's like to hide what you prefer. And that creates a lot of angst and anxiety in people's lives.
Yeah.
And that's why you have days like this. It's not necessarily because everybody needs to come out today.
No.
It's so people can talk about it and go, listen, I went through this struggle, and maybe that gets the ball rolling for someone else.
Well, it's even small things, too, that you would never even think about. Like, when this show first came to air, for Jax to be like, oh, me and my girlfriend, as me and my girlfriend Shannon did this, it was almost like it felt through some people on their text line, they were like, oh, I don't like hearing about that.
No.
Yeah.
Like, why? It's very, I want to say it like almost normalizes it, right?
Yeah. And like, I can talk about my girlfriend like anybody can talk about their partner. And that's, you know, that's how it should be. And like you said, it's not necessarily a day that everyone needs to come out, but it's start a conversation. And maybe you're a little bit in the process of coming out, or maybe just thinking about it, or maybe you're almost there, or maybe, and a lot of people don't realize this, you come out in waves a lot, right? Like, you know, you'll come out to some of your family. Or maybe you feel safer to come out to some of your friends first. And there are people who come out to some of their family and not other parts of their family because they don't feel safe. So coming out is not only a process, it's like it's a whole landscape.
Yeah. I gotta ask you.
Mm-hmm.
When you hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Caused a lot of angst and anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
What was it that caused you that? I think a lot of people don't understand that if you've never been through it.
Yeah. I mean, hindsight's always 20/20. So when I was going through it, I didn't understand why I was so like emotional and awful. I was a pretty rough.
You're also a teenager,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, I was a really rough teenager. So I came out at age 17, so I was in grade 11. And once I started coming out, I was like, oh, this, like, just like living. And as cheesy as it sounds, living truthfully, it's such a weight off your shoulders. And I had a lot of internalized, and a lot of people who come out actually have a lot of internalized homophobia early in their life. Mm. And I was almost homophobic when I was a teenager. Because it was like looking in a mirror, and I didn't understand gay women. And I thought, I was so frustrated, but it's also because they represented a lot of my own feelings. Mm. And it's, oh yeah.
It's interesting.
Therapy helps.
I was reading a book yesterday, and it's about a radio host, and he's a very famous radio host in New York. He's one of my favorites. And he talks about being gay, and he knew he was gay like from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he grew up in Texas in the Bible Belt.
Ooh.
And he said nobody gave him a hard time. Like everybody in high school kind of knew.
Yeah.
And this was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And one person gave him a hard time. One guy. Mm-hmm. His name was Bryce. And he said, I found out that later on, because he grew up in New Dallas, he's like, Bryce is a big part of the drag scene in Dallas-Fort Worth now. And he said he called me the F word and all the other things. And it's funny how you mentioned that, because that happens for a lot of people.
Internalized homophobia, and you're suppressing so much hate and so much anger, and it's actually just completely self-directed and self-inflicted, right?
But you push it on other people.
You push it on other people. It's like when you're stressed out and your stress comes out in different ways, right? And when I came out in high school, and thankfully my family took it quite well, there was a little bit of opposition. But I mean, this is back in 2005 when you still heard like, oh, that's so gay.
Yeah.
In a derogatory way. Yeah. And media, I mean, Ellen was just starting her show and the media landscape was so different. So it wasn't as hard as it was, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, but it was not easy. So if you're coming out today or tomorrow or next year or in 10 years, just take advantage of the resources, the support. And I do want to give a special shout out to a couple places here, especially in Toronto. The 519 on Church Street in the Village is this incredible place full of resources, whether you're a parent or whether you're a teen or whether you're anybody.
They organized that counter protest the other
week. They did. Some folks were coming up the road preaching against the gay community and homophobia, and the 519 went against them. 519, excellent. We also have Get Real here in Toronto, and there are actually Canada based. They go to schools and talk to high school, junior high, elementary students about being gay and normalizing it. Also PFLAG, because a lot of people, and I have to say this, a lot of people think, oh, if your parents don't understand you coming out, they're awful. Maybe parents just need a couple minutes to get used to it or to the idea, and they didn't grow up with that. So PFLAG
doesn't just happen overnight.
Exactly. And if they're trying, give them a lot of love. PFLAG is this incredible resource that helps parents of folks that are coming out. So
awesome.
All the resources are available to you. We live in the best city, I truly believe, in the world. And take advantage of it and just love each other.
Well, yep. Jax, we love you dearly.
We do. And let me just say this too. If you want to reach out to any of us anytime about anything, but specifically, I mean, this today or anything really, our DMs are always open.
Always.
And we'll never be read publicly if you don't want it to. Nope. If you just want to reach out, we're here, okay?
Yeah. Because we know we'll
there's
always
people.
Read them.
There's at least one person listening to this right now that needed to hear it this morning. So thank you, Jax.
No problem. And I got to say, it's so much better. So much better on the other side of living your truth.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You know what? Because we love you, and it's the Friday of the long weekend. Caller 9 right now at 416-872-9999. It's going to score a 4-pack of tickets to Halloween Haunt at Wonderland.
Boop. Love is such a strong word.
Because I love you dearly, and Adam Wilde tolerates you. Caller 9. Hey, speaking of the long weekend, a couple reminders. The Gardner is going to be closed midnight tonight from the DVP to the 427. Another way to word that is the entire thing. It's going to be reopening, allegedly, Monday at 5 a.m. There's also a bunch. No, not even slightly. So. There's also a bunch of subway closures going on, too. So just getting into and out of the city and around it, apparently, is going to suck this weekend.
Yay!
But good news, a lot of beer stores are going to be open on Monday. So good with the bad, right? The election is coming up on October 21st. And the one thing that always has to be at the top of your mind when you're seeing political memes on Facebook is prevalence of misinformation.
Yes.
Now, a political transparency expert says that there has been no evidence of foreign activity through Facebook ads for the Canadian federal election.
Uh-huh.
So you might have heard the story a couple years ago that, like, Russian bots allegedly altered the U.S. election and the
UK. It's not alleged. That is
proven. I'm just saying that so I don't get sued.
It's not
alleged.
I don't
know how the law works. Anyway, they're saying that so far there's been no evidence of that happening in Canada, which is great news, but they do warn that the last week before the election is when things start to get more aggressive, so stay vigilant out there. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We have Destroy Your Debt also coming up very soon, so you need to text debt and your name to 99999, because after Lewis Capaldi, we're calling out your name and you're calling us back and you're winning $500.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Not sure how TJ and Jax are putting up with me this morning, because I have to be honest with you, I'm a little, I'm like a zombie on my feet.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Why, buddy? What happened?
Oh, man. Okay, so here's the, I want to know from you if you've been through this. Am I totally screwed here? Baby related. So here's our issue. Okay. Baby is now going through teething.
Mm-hmm.
And they're miserable when they're teething.
Okay.
Yeah, not fun. And what we've done up to this point is, you know, normally you're walking around with the baby and they're falling asleep in your arms, and or, you know, falling asleep with you on the couch or whatever it is, and then you kind of put them to bed. Well, she wakes up a lot more now, and one of the things that she loves to do is sleep in our bed with us. Meaning, when she does wake up with tooth pain, she screams directly in my ear. And a lot of people are like, oh, don't sleep with the baby, whatever. It's fine, trust me. But now I want to know, am I completely screwed? Like, now that she slept in the bed a little bit.
Oh, you think she's going to get too used to it?
Am I toast on this one? Is there a way to get her out of that? Because last night was like, whoa. My wife and I are like, because it's a conundrum. You want them to sleep.
Yeah.
And the only way they're going to sleep is with you. And
see, first of all, you went to the Leafs game, so that's probably why you're tired. But,
in all honesty,
it's a tricky one, and I'm not a parent myself. My sister-in-law, they have two little ones, her and my brother, and the first one, they let it slide. The first kid, Braxton, was sleeping in the bed all the time, and became totally dependent on it. And they almost became totally dependent on it. So, like, you're still early in the game, so I feel like you can, like, reverse that, but It's a slippery slope, my love.
And I even know that with my parents. My parents used to let me sleep in the bed, and then it got to the point where they had to stop.
Yeah.
Because all of their friends and our family were like, you need to stop. He's 16. He can sleep in his own bed. And I hated it at first, but then I got my G1 and
TJ, that's
was able
so
to drive.
Weird. That's such a weird joke.
And I felt way better.
And then they broke up.
Maybe, yeah. I was gonna say, maybe that's why. Yeah. Maybe
and
that's
I think
why
a big part
up.
Of it is yeah. because I was no longer sleeping in the bed with them.
That's so creepy.
They lost the connection.
Yeah, listen, I know that, listen, you can, it's so nice yeah. to go into having a child and going, well, I will never allow them in the bed. That's what we said.
Yeah, yeah. People say that about dogs,
and then
too.
It's 10 o'clock at night, and you're exhausted, yeah. and you're like, please just, I'll do anything, please
yeah.
sleep.
Yeah.
So here's, you've been through this, I know people that go through this with their dogs. Dogs will not sleep anywhere but their bed.
It's basically the
Jack,
same thing,
did you
too.
Just put your hand up?
Reggie may only sleep with me sometimes. My dog won't sleep unless he's in my bed.
I guess my goal is to find out if I'm like Jax, and I'm totally screwed here.
Yeah.
Are we stuck with this? Are we going to be TJ's parents?
16. Well, you can just treat your daughter like a dog and spray her with a bottle.
No, can't do that either. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so before you become a parent, you're like, hey, I got this. This is not going to be a big deal. And it turns out those things that people say are big deals can be very big. One of them is sleeping. And you want, as a parent, for your child to sleep somewhere else, anywhere else other than your bedroom. But for the first, like, 3-4 months, they have to sleep in there anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what ends up happening is, the middle of the night, they wake up, they're upset, you're holding them, and then you're like, okay, I'm falling asleep, and whatever, they're sleeping on top of me, who cares? The problem is that I think we're in, like, a bit of a habit now with that. Like, to the point where my daughter just does not sleep unless she's in the bed.
Yeah.
Which is a problem, and I'm wondering if we're screwed. Are we totally screwed?
Sounds like she's coming on a little strong for a 6-month-old.
I know, right? Well, she's 4.
Oh, pardon me. We got a text from the 905. I have 2 kids, and I let the first one sleep in my bed, and he didn't get out till he was 6, Adam.
Nope.
They even wrote 6 in capitals, so you know they meant it. The second one, I never did, and he hates sleeping anywhere except his own bed. Save yourself now while it's early.
Oh. 6 years old.
Dude, I was 16. I told you. I slept in my parents' bed until I was 16 years old.
Is there any good news texts?
Yeah, I went for the 905. There is hope, Adam. My son is turning 2 next month, and he sleeps on his own after sleeping with us for months and months. There are days where he has to come in, he's a bad dream or whatever, but he made it through. There
Thank
is
God.
Hope.
Okay. Now, how? Can you please follow up with how you did it?
Sure.
Because the thing is, here's the thing. Like, when you've got them teething and stuff, too, they're waking up a lot more. Because we finally got her, like, we're sleeping 6 or 7 hours, and it's like, it's great! And then all of a sudden, the teething thing happens, and they're like, I'm in a lot of pain, and you're going to hear about it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
As someone who doesn't have kids, when other parents say, like, oh, my baby's sleeping, like, 7-8 hours a night, and yours is only getting, like, 3-4 hours
I want to reach across the table and physically throttle them.
That's what I thought.
Is that wrong?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, legally, but no, I get it.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We got a text message about sleeping in bed too long with your parents. My daughter's 4 months old, and we're like, we got to get her out of the bed. We got to get her in a bassinet. Yeah. Oh, my God, please. Like, and most of the time she does, but then, like, if she has a rough night, then she's back in, and we're like, damn, we thought we were making progress. And I just wanted to know if we're totally screwed. Because if we're totally screwed, then at least then I can say, all right, I'm accepting my fate.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't want to just roll the dice and see what happens with Everly.
We had a call or a text from a 416 number that we had to call back. Please tell us the story of you in your 20s and your parents.
Okay, so when I was 25 and living out of my mom and dad's house with my now husband, I was sleeping on my parents' floor after seeing, I think it was The Haunting of Emily Rose.
Scary movie.
Super scary movie. And I was sleeping on their floor because they slept with me in my bed until I was probably 12.
And your husband was living there too?
No, I at 25, I was moving out of my parents' house. And I was still so, I couldn't sleep on my own. And even as an adult now, I have such a hard time being alone in my house. Like, I need a person next to me or my dog next to me in my bed.
How did your husband feel about you sleeping in your parents' room on their floor at a quarter century year old?
He tells this story now as like a party joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious.
Oh.
Well, you know, God bless your parents. They're patient people.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you know what? Sometimes life can get spooky and you need to be near somebody.
Or you just need to stop watching movies. One of the two.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, don't sleep with your kids.
Yeah, right? Thank you for being the perfect example of why not to.
Okay, have a good day.
You know, I have to give her credit. Admitting that could not have been easy in front of the entire city of Toronto.
Sounded pretty easy, Adam.
All right. So here's the deal. Halsey tickets. You want to go to the secret session? We got them. And we got a 4-pack of passes right now. Be caller 9, 416-872-9999 with Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
I have a theory. May I share it with you? A lot of people took the Friday of the long weekend off.
Hey.
Thus, there is no problems on the road. There's a lot of volume out there. I mean, a lot of us still have to work, but there's no crashes or stalls to tell you about. Foodland Ontario reminds you to look and ask for fresh Ontario eggs when you shop. After all, good things grow in Ontario. Paid for by the government of Ontario. 12 degrees right now, warming up to about 18 this afternoon. Nice and sunny. It's going to be about like the mid-teens all long weekend with a mix of sun and cloud. Might see some rain here and there as well. I'm TJ, and we have What's Trending coming up at 7:55.
Hold your horses, sir. We have to talk to Taylor.
Pardon me.
About Halsey. Taylor, do you want to go to Halsey?
Hell yes, I do.
Ooh, with some zest on it.
I like it. You're coming. Congratulations!
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yay.
And you don't get to bring a friend. You don't get to bring two friends. You get to bring three whole friends.
That's amazing.
That's intimidating for somebody like TJ who doesn't have three whole friends.
Oh, why don't we air that out there?
What three friends should I bring?
Can I be one of them? Because I'm going to need some friends too. So.
And now you may go, my friend.
I don't think she's going to bring me this. She just laughed. She didn't say, sure, TJ. She was like, no. What's Trending's coming up next at 7:55, where you're going to hear a grown man cry about how he has a lack of friends.
Virgin Mornings with Ranksgiving.
The category today is pies. We need your top three to 999-999. Because we're trying to figure out what is the top pie. And it doesn't have to be for Thanksgiving, but it should be.
Yeah.
Just be the top pie of all time.
Here on Virgin Mornings, we do good work, you know?
Mm-hmm. We do.
We do scientific work.
We tackle the important issues.
That's right.
So let's start with, see what the streets had to say.
What do you think is the best pie for Thanksgiving?
Beef and Guinness.
What?
Beef and Guinness. Yeah.
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 You can tell. British people.
Yeah, that's British.
Jax.
Blueberry, baby. Blueberry pie.
I got a lot of time for a blueberry pie.
Right. Ooh,
a
little tart.
I just want to start off with a quick side note. A pecan pie is not a pie. It's a
Why?
Tart. Because it's a giant butter tart. Doesn't
Whoa.
Count. It's disqualified.
Total side thing, but okay.
Is that fair? Can we all agree
well,
to that?
Well, you're disqueuing it or dequeuing it from yourself.
Yeah.
No, for everyone.
No, I don't
For the entire contest.
Let's not sidetrack the whole thing here, yeah. TJ. Can you give us number three?
Come on,
number
hot
three.
Take, Henry. Gosh.
A lemon meringue pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, well, that's what I
Yuck.
Think when I see you some mornings. So.
Yeah, you, Adam, you look like a lemon meringue.
Lemon meringue is gross.
You're
why
gross.
Why does nobody talk about
Adam,
how bad lemon meringue is?
Let's not derail this whole thing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. At least I'm on brand, all right? At least I'm talking about a pie. So first off, I would like a little caveat in front of before my top three, which is all pies are bad. All pies are inferior desserts. None of them are good. But if I have to choose.
Where was the hot take warning?
Yeah.
Number three. For me, it's a peach pie.
Ooh.
Love peach pie.
Have you ever had a pie?
Yeah. Yes.
And they all suck. But peach pie sucks third least.
999-999 if you've never heard of a peach pie.
Let's like, go back what? To the streets.
Pumpkin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pecan. Oh. Wow. Pecan. Pecan pie, no. For sure.
Yep.
Now, why pecan over pumpkin?
Because it's... the sweetest. I guess I can't argue with that.
There you go.
She just said she likes candy. That's what she just admitted.
Okay, all right. Jax, what's your number two?
Not a pie.
Well, this is gonna make TJ mad. Chocolate pie.
Oh!
That's what? Essentially
you know
candy
what?
As well. I like chocolate pie with like a whipped cream on the top. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, did they not have like gummy bear pie for you? <or? laughs>
TJ, what's yours?
Number two. Pumpkin.
Blech.
Yes.
Blech.
Okay, peaches. Chill out.
Blech.
I wear beige shirts and I like peach pies. Yeah. My name's Adam Wilde.
Tell me why anybody eats pumpkin pie, TJ. Why?
Because it's good.
See, pumpkin doesn't have any flavor.
It does. It tastes
and
like
so
pumpkin pie.
So they make this gelatinous mud up and they put it in a bad bowl.
Tell that to the good people at Bath & Body Works who sell pumpkin pie scented candles every single year. And I wait till they're on for $13.
You know what I'm thankful for this year?
Yeah.
The ability to turn your mic off.
Oh, you don't have that ability.
No,
I do.
I don't.
So number two for me, the least worst pie, because they're all bad, apple. Straight ahead, you can at least swallow it. It's not great, but at least it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got to eat this because I'm being polite because somebody made it.
Sure.
And I don't want to eat it, but like they're looking at me like, hey, you want this with a scoop of ice cream? I'm like, yeah, I guess I can eat the apple pie. I can suck it up.
I wonder if everyone listening can tell that TJ and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah. I tuned you out at this point. Yeah.
What's we're the like, best yeah. Thanksgiving pie?
Pecan pie. Apple pie.
I said pecan pie.
Pecan
pie is the best.
Pumpkin pie. Oh,
get him out of here. He's excluded, you know? He's not even in this. Why is he even here?
Get out of here.
Pumpkin pie.
He said no to the interview. Like, why is he here? Like, he's invalid.
People are very upset about pumpkin pie. And they're right.
Did we just ruin a friendship?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, let's check in with number one. Jax?
What's that? Banana cream pie.
I've never had that.
It is delightful.
I bet it isn't, but okay.
Adam, you live in a world that's dark and sad. Banana cream pie, come at me.
It does sound pretty good. TJ?
Oh, this is going to be a weird answer. Just what? Go with it.
Okay.
All pie crust.
TJ, that's not an answer.
Pie crust pie is the best pie.
Producer Jesse, that's not an answer, is it?
Pie crust is the best part of the pie.
No, is he just trying
honest.
To be different?
Yeah.
Producer Jesse?
When have I ever done that?
It's not a pie?
That's not a pie that people make.
Okay.
Fine. Apple.
All right.
At least mine were original, guys.
All right. God. So because the only dessert worth having, and that's why I went for this one, the only dessert worth having is chocolate related. Okay?
Yeah.
That is my hot take. If you're not having chocolate for dessert, you're wasting your calories and you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
So, if I'm going to have a pie, a chocolate mousse pie, which I've only had one time. Chocolate mousse, though, is the most delicious pie, or at least the pie that sucked the least of all the pies I've ever had.
Just got a text from the 647. TJ and Jax, could you please serve Adam some humble pie?
Whoa! Listen, a man has an opinion. By the way, Can I also just nobody's good at making pie crust. Why would you pick an all pie crust?
Pie crust is the
pie?
Best. It I used to work in a Metro bakery and I used to eat all the pie crust.
I bet their profits went like through the roof as soon as you moved on.
Oh, yeah.
So give us yours. 416-872-9999.
Ooh, good ones coming in.
999-999 on the text. We're gonna read them next. It's Major Lazer, 999 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Ranksgiving.
Pies are the topic. And the problem with pies, at least in my opinion, and I represent the small few who don't like pies at all. So
aren't
I'm gulping my way through this one.
Yeah.
But TJ, Jax, Jesse, our producer, love pies. We want to get your top three. 416-872-9999 and text 999-999. TJ, what are we text saying?
We got texts that are all over the map, including ones I've never even heard of. An apple salted caramel pie.
Wow.
That just sounds like a heart attack. Strawberry rhubarb. How dare we forget a rhubarb?
True. By the way. You guys like rhubarb?
I like rhubarb.
Do you? Okay.
I'm a cultured woman.
Okay.
She's a woman of culture. And basically any of the cream pies, coconut, etc.
All right.
Doing very well on our text line.
We got Janelle on the phone who's very excited. Hi, Janelle!
Oh my God! Hi!
What's up?
I listen to you guys every morning. You wake me up. I'm like, you're home.
Oh, thank you.
You know you didn't win a prize in that you called us to tell us something,
I know. Because I was listening, and I thought I was the only one who loved pie crust. Like, when I was little,
thank you.
My grandma made the best pie crust. And she said one day that she would make me a pie crust pie. And I was so happy. So my mom would, like, turn them into cinnamon rolls. And they were the best thing ever.
That's called a crust. Not a pie.
I know. But like, that was the next best thing.
Janelle, you agree? The best part of the pie is not the filling; it's the pie crust.
Yeah, but it's the best part.
You're just cutting out the middleman.
TJ, I feel like your interests include dry things. Like you just like dry. Like
by the way, those cinnamon rolls she's talking about, I'm like, dude, those must have been crumbly hockey pucks. Like,
TJ likes a good sandy texture. Yeah. Oh.
Hey, any other more of Janelle's grandmother's recipes you guys want to make fun of, or just that
Stop
one?
Stop it! Shut up.
Janelle, you're amazing. We love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, love.
You too.
Thank you for your call.
Have a good one.
Morning, Sarah.
Okay, so it's not a pie that I make, but I go and buy them, and I literally buy like six every year because they only come out at Thanksgiving, and I freeze them, and then whenever I want a pizza, just have them here.
Is it a stuffing pie?
No, I wish. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is it?
It is pumpkin ice cream pie.
What? They have it built in?
Lay me down, baby. What? I don't know. I don't know.
God, I can't wait to taste nothing but frozen.
What, do you not like ice cream cake?
It would be pumpkin, but frozen. So there's no flavor in pumpkin, and now it's frozen.
Sarah, do you know why Adam can't eat ice cream cakes?
I don't know, but I see a lot more and more that he doesn't like anything.
No, he doesn't like anything.
That's what it is, Sarah, you're right.
I need to tell you why he doesn't like ice cream. It's because his head is so...
I love ice cream!
Hang on, his head is so large, like it's actually so large, that the brain freeze would be even larger.
That's true.
His head is so gross and massive.
Although it would stop the melting of the polar ice caps.
It's true, right. Listen, with this body, I clearly like ice cream.
You look great.
But pumpkin's just not my thing, man. Neither are pies.
Well, maybe pumpkins don't like you either.
And sometimes you have to be brave enough to say, listen, I know I represent a very small minority of people, but there are people texting saying, I don't like pie
either.
Don't
act like a
hero.
Don't act like a hero.
I am their hero.
Do you know what's even more brave? Keeping your bad opinion to yourself.
Right? I have a dare for you. I want to see you eat a whole three pumpkin pies.
Yes.
Can you do that?
No.
Yep. No. Yep. No, we're doing it, Sarah. You're right.
Because I won't.
Do it.
Because I'm an adult and I decided long ago I'm not eating pie anymore.
Virgin Mornings.
What's trending?
And this is what's trending right now.
Caller 9 right now, 416-872-9999 is going to score tickets into the iHeartRadio Secret Session with Halsey. 4 packs, you and 3 of your best friends, or at least 2 best friends and 1 person you tolerate, can go check her out at her secret show. By the way, 4 o'clock today with our dear Sam East, you have a chance to meet Halsey.
Ooh, oh, no way.
Which would be unreal. And if there's someone you're trying to make jealous on Instagram, posting a photo with your arm around Halsey and her arm around you is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sam East has your chance to win those at 4 o'clock. Now, it is the long weekend. There's some things you got to know going on in the city, especially when it comes to traveling. First of all, the Gardner is shut down. And I don't just mean like a portion of it. I mean from the DVP to the 427, the Gardner is closed.
That's great.
So you might think, oh, I'll just take the subway everywhere. It'll be fine, right? Wrong. The subway stations between St. George and Woodbine and all the ones in between are closed as well. Grand total of 12 will be closed throughout the city this long weekend. But there's going to be shuttle buses, so have fun with that.
Good news, if you are a witch, you can ride your broomstick. And bypass all of that.
Let her sit in this one. Don't save her.
You felt the need to say that, huh?
I had.
You proud? You proud of yourself? You had a good day.
It's almost Halloween.
You ever get halfway through a sentence and go, ooh, this was a mistake?
Yeah, this one got away from me.
I can hear it
every day.
I don't regret it one bit.
I think you do.
Jax, you're going to need to know this then, that the LCBO is going to be closed on Monday, but the beer store is still going to be open, so that's
good. I
don't
drink as much as you.
I think you should.
Anyways, okay.
No matter how you feel about the upcoming election on October 21st, and you know, it feels like it's all getting kind of shoved in your face.
No.
Here's some great news. There has been very little misinformation being floated out there. This according to New York University Center for Online Political Transparency Project, which essentially just monitors political ads to see if they're lying or if bots have taken over the election. And so far it looks like, unlike the US and the UK, that hasn't happened in Canada yet. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. They say the week leading up to the election is when most of that stuff comes out.
Okay.
So stay vigilant. Don't just form a political opinion based on a meme that someone you went to high school with shared on Facebook. Do some research. It'll take you 20 minutes, and then you're educated, and you can be really smarmy at parties, and it's awesome.
And as a voter, you should demand transparency. Like, totally. They have to give that to you, and if you want to make an educated vote, you do have to demand transparency.
Absolutely. And, of course, happy National Coming Out Day. Wait, what?
No. I was just listening. Jax went from, you can fly your witch up the St. George subway line to, you know, we deserve, and we are entitled to platforms.
I really wanted to sound intelligent after I made it. After I said you can ride your broomstick if you're a witch. But yeah, no, it's.
Well, listen to this right turn. Here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
One more time.
It is National Coming Out Day.
Great. Yes, we love that.
Now, Jack, all seriousness, a lot of folks are going to be sharing their stories of coming out today. And of course, Toronto was just named the number one place in North America for most friendly based on being inclusive and progressive and accepting of LGBTQ plus folks, which is great news. We obviously still have a really long way to go with this, but it's still a great start.
Yeah. We just had a chance to go on CB24, shared some resources. You can check out that clip later on our website. And seriously, wherever you are in the process of coming out, maybe you're going to do it tomorrow. Maybe you plan to do it today. Maybe you don't plan to do it all. Maybe you're, you know, waiting for 5 months from now. Take care of yourself. Utilize the resources and realize that there's so, so much more on the other side. And just, you know, be sweet to each other.
We also tweeted out a bunch of those for you at Virgin Radio TO.
Guys, fun week. We'll see you at Starbucks. This is our post drinks thing.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. And we're destroying your debt next with Robin. That's the important part. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.